This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Mike Ross. Here's a segment from our show, live from Studio 5, that airs weekdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Today on AMI at the Movies, entertainment critic Michael McNeely is joining us on the line from Toronto, and he's going to preview the movie Long Shot. Michael, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Hi, yes, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So what is the movie all about?
Well, we're talking today about Long Shot, and the movie is about a young man named Fred, who is played by Seth Rogen, and he essentially has been babysat by Charlie Theron's character, Charlotte. And so he was in love with her from a young age, and he probably idolized her. And so now in the present day, he comes across her and ends up getting a job as her screen, as her speech writer. And essentially, Charlotte is running for president of the United States.
Now, based on prior roles, Charlize Theron has played some pretty intense, dramatic roles over the years. And Seth Rogen, pretty much the king of comedy over the years. What can we expect from them in this movie?
Charlize Theron, very serious role.
Yes, I think we can agree with that assessment. Ultimately, Seth Rogen is probably going to do a lot of drugs in this movie, and Charlize Theron will probably be tempted to do so because of the stressors of her job. So I think ultimately we're looking at these characters playing type instead of saying playing against type. That's not true. They're playing type. And I think Seth Rogen will have a chance to just do his comedic stuff that he's known so well for. He's probably going to be an outcast. He's probably going to be isolated from the political scene. And Charlize Theron is probably going to play a very serious person who just needs to loosen up a little bit. And Seth Rogen will probably help him with that.
Right. You've got a clip for us today. Can you set up the scene for us?
Yeah, so the clip is actually a very funny one. It basically, what you're going to hear is that Seth Rogen's character is going to come in and try and get Charlize Theron's character's attention. And Charlize Theron, i.e. Charlotte, is napping. So enjoy.
So with that, let's roll the clip.
40-something Charlotte stares at the blank white wall of a private plane. Shaggy beard Fred knocks at her chambers.
Hey. I had some jokes. I was going to run by you maybe if you have a second.
Charlotte doesn't move as Fred enters.
What are you looking at?
He taps her shoulder.
Jesus!
Oh my God. Why would you just barge in here while I'm sleeping?
You were sleeping?
Yes, I was micro-napping.
Oh, that's what you call that?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were sleeping. You were standing and your eyes were open.
Do you need something?
I have some jokes that I wrote. I was going to run by you if you have a second.
Yeah, that was actually a really good nap.
Great. Seemed very restful.
Okay, as someone who enjoys his naps, I don't know if I ever want to have a micro nap, and I don't know if I ever want to be standing while sleeping. That one certainly is an interesting scene. Let's talk a little bit more about the director of this film. Who was it? And, what can we expect stylistically from this director?
Okay, yes. The director's name is Jonathan Levine. I actually looked at a picture of him, and he appears to be quite young, but he's done some interesting films already. He's mostly worked with Seth Rogen, and I watched his film called The Wackness, which was with Ben Kingsley and Seth Rogen. I think, no, it was a different person, but anyway, there was a lot of drug use in it, and so I think we're going to see essentially just being outsiders, being outcasts, trying to fit into society, and, not feeling like you belong. So I think that's probably going to be Seth Rogen's character here in the political stage.
Now, have you heard any reviews or the critical reception for this film so far?
Yes. So, ultimately, on the website for film critics and film lovers called Letterboxd, it has received 3.6 out of 5 based on aggregate scores, so that's pretty good, especially since the critics can be quite hard. Rotten Tomatoes has 87%, and Metacritic at 71%. So I think all these statistics show that the film is doing well or great, depending on people's mood at that time.
And what are your takeaways from this film? What are your thoughts on it?
My thoughts are that, you know, if you go in not expecting an Oscar-winning film, and if you go in just expecting a good time, and maybe a date movie, maybe a movie with your friends, I think it will be good for that purpose. I think we need a laugh, because right now, politics are always stressful and always a source of tension between people, between families and couples and whatnot. So I think ultimately we just need to laugh, and we need to understand that we can get along with each other regardless of our political affiliation.
Well said. So when is this film available in theaters? Is it available on any other platforms?
I believe that the film is coming out on May 3rd in theaters across the country. As far as I know, I cannot find it on any other platforms, but it's probably safe to say that it's being sold on Cineplex.com shortly after the release. So that's all I have.
All right. Michael, thank you very much for this preview. We really appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, anytime. And hope to see you at the theater. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was AMI at the Movies with entertainment critic Michael McNeely. And just a reminder, you can find us on Twitter. At AMI Audio is our Twitter handle. At AMI Audio. You've been listening to Live from Studio 5. Make sure to subscribe to Live from Studio 5 wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a rating and review.